how did you meet your partner? Was it on holiday? Was it at school? Was it in a nightclub? Maybe you met eyes gazing across the room at work. Well, research suggests there's been an 82% rise in the number of people turning to online dating websites since the start of the pandemic. It's as we spend more and more time indoors during lockdown. James Langton from OB was last year voted one of Tinder's most fancied men. He says he's not surprised by the rise. But James isn't there, but he is surprised. Let me tell you that. So what about more traditional dating services? Well, let's go traditional, shall we? With Anne Stringer, who co-owns RSVP, a dating agency and singles club based in Rutland. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. So 82% rise in people to go online with dating, but you are traditional all the way, aren't you, Anne?
We are. We are totally offline. So our members actually have to talk to each other, meet, which has been a bit of a challenge in lockdown. But we've managed it, and we've had a few romances as well.
So what have you been up to during lockdown with your dating agency and your singles club?
Well, the hardest thing for us was the events, because obviously we couldn't actually meet face to face. So we've been doing some brilliant virtual events, which has really kept our singles connected during lockdown. We've been doing virtual escape rooms. We've done quizzes. We've even been to the theatre together online. It's been fantastic. And I have to say that the members have been really appreciative of having a way of keeping connected, even though they haven't been able to meet in person. But now, you know, things are changing slightly, and we can actually get out there and meet for a walk or go out there. There's so many different ways you can meet somebody.
So going virtually to now be able to go out and do things maybe again, like you say, going out for a walk. What's that experience like when people are getting to know each other for the first time? You witness this every single day, Anne. You probably notice whether there's going to be a connection there or not. What's it like?
It's been a bit of a return to what we used to call slow dating, which is how we used to refer to our offline service. But people are having to talk more before they meet, which is great, and get to know each other and maybe do some video calls, which they never did before. So that's been a big change. But then there's the they've had to be a bit more creative when they do meet and think about where they can go and actually, I've had members doing virtual dates. They've had virtual dinners. They've been playing games like Scrabble online and getting to know each other that way. So it's been nice to see our members actually taking time to get to know each other before they actually meet, which is good sometimes to actually see if there's a chemistry there.
Now, if you're somebody listening to this and you're single, you're looking for love, it's been particularly difficult for you during this period. Just give some light and some positive stories of moments that you've witnessed of stuff really working, Anne.
Well, the best thing for me was when I got a call from a couple of members who said that they had been talking all the way through lockdown, and as soon as lockdown had eased and they managed to meet, they got together and they really felt a connection because they'd spent that time actually talking. But also just from the members that have done some of the virtual events and been able to connect together, because when you're at home and there's no one else around and you can't go out and you're stuck there and you've got no one to talk to, actually thinking that at the end of the night we're going to have a bit of a laugh and a bit of a giggle and a quiz and we've done all sorts of things, getting dressed up, and it's been amazing just keeping that connection together with people. But I think that seeing people actually meet and then the chemistry being there has been the best thing for me.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. And have you noticed more people needing your services during this time or not?
Yes, we've been very, very busy, which is great for us. But
why do you think that is? Is that because people have suddenly realised that they're on their own,
yes,
we're in lockdown, and actually I miss having someone, or I would like someone?
Lockdown has made people reassess what is important to them. And I think beforehand, people were sometimes thinking they're a bit too busy for dating. They weren't sure if, they wanted to actually have a full-on relationship. And I think having been through lockdown and been on their own, they've realised that actually having someone in their life is really important, and having someone to be with and share that with. Although you do have you heard of the corona cuff? You have to be careful of the corona cuff.
No, what is it? Go on, tell us.
The, that's when people decide to actually start living together a little bit too early in the relationship, just because they don't want to be locked down on their own. And it's had some interesting effects. And we're seeing a few people coming out of that and saying, oh, my gosh, no, that wasn't for me. And coming back to us and actually trying dating again. So it's not always because they've been on their own that they want to come back to us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you've had people that have been on their own think, actually, I don't want to be on my own anymore. Go to try a relationship and then go, actually, no, I do want to be on my own. I realise I don't want to be in a relationship.
There's a few of those as well. There are, I admit. But most people actually, you know, really have learned the value of having someone to share things with. And I think that's been really good for us. You know, okay. That's what we're all about.
And one quick question before you go. If you're somebody looking for love right now, what's the one tip that you would give that is going to help somebody?
However lonely you feel and however tough it is, don't rush into something just because you don't want to be on your own. I know I shouldn't say that. I'm a dating expert. I'm supposed to be getting you guys together. But think about what's really important and just reach out if you need some help.
And that is lovely words. And I think people will trust you more because you've said that despite running a dating agency. They will trust you more for saying that. Anne Stringer, thank you very much. Co-owns RSVP, a dating agency and singles club based in Rutland.